One thing that it is good for everyone to know is that Deacon Leo Bistak, who just proclaimed the gospel, today is also celebrating his ordination anniversary, 34 years as a deacon for the diocese, for the church. Forty years ago, when I was ordained, the weekend was the weekend of the celebration of the Feast of the Body and Blood of Christ, Corpus Christi. And so my first Mass was the Feast of the Eucharist. And it's in its own way a very significant feast day to be celebrating the Eucharist for the very first time. It is something certainly that any seminarian thought about and dreamed about and prayed about. And for a priest, it is the distinctive prayer that we are privileged to pray with and for the whole church. And so to celebrate the Eucharist, to preside at Mass for the very first time on the Feast of Corpus Christi, the Body and Blood of Christ, well, it was very appropriate and a wonderful way of beginning my priesthood. 40 years later, the calendar has not quite lined up perfectly for those who are looking for that kind of parallel. So I was ordained on Saturday, June 11th. Today is Sunday, June 11th. 40 years ago, the feast was the Feast of the Eucharist, the Body and Blood of Christ. Today, the feast is the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. But I would submit that celebrating this Jubilee today is also most appropriate because of what we celebrate today and what it says about church and about priesthood. The reality is that there is no such thing as an independent priest. There's no such thing as a freelance priest. You can't just show up and say, I think I have a vocation, I want to be a priest, I have prepared, I have studied, I am ready, ordain me. A priest is always ordained for, not for doing something, but for the ministry to God's people. And so at the beginning of the ordination rites, the deacon says, let those who are to be ordained priests come forward, and all the candidates stand. And then the deacon says something critically important. For the service of, and if it's a religious priest, he names the religious community that this deacon about to be ordained a priest is a member of and is being ordained for the service of that religious community and the ministries of that community. For a diocesan priest, it is for service of the diocese of, or archdiocese of, and so you are ordained for the community of faith, for the people of God. And so to be a priest is to be in relationship, to be in communion. It makes no sense to think about and talk about being a priest except in relationship to a community of God's people, in relationship to the church, the people of God. And that is why to celebrate today on the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity is so very appropriate. As you all know, Holy Orders is a sacrament. Sacraments are signs. Signs of sharing in the priesthood of Christ. But I would also say signs of the communion that is who God is. In sign language, the sign for the Trinity is three in one. Trinity. Trinity. And what we proclaim, as we will in just a few minutes, in the Creed, I believe in one God. There is one God, only one God. But what is different about Christian faith, different than Jewish belief in one God, Islamic belief in one God, is that to Christians has been revealed the gift and the mystery of a triune God, a God who is Father, Son, and Spirit, so perfectly united that Father, Son, and Spirit is one God, a communion of Father, Son, and Spirit. That is who God is. That is what we will proclaim in the Creed in just a few moments. And the great gift of our faith in God, as our scriptures have said to us, is that communion of God is a communion of love, of giving and receiving of love among Father, Son, and Spirit. But by its very nature, love flows outward. As St. Paul so beautifully says in his reflection on love, love is not self-centered. It is not selfish. Love, by its very nature, pours out beyond itself. And so it was out of love, the divine identity of who God is, that God's love was creative and formed the universe, was creative and created human beings. Beings who could know and understand and enter into relationship. And our scriptures today reminds us that God seeks communion, relationship with all of us. And we heard in our gospel that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to save us so that we could have life in him and through him and enter into that communion, into that relationship. And so what we are celebrating today is priesthood, yes, but the communion, the sacraments, of the sign of God's love in relationship to the beloved sons and daughters of God. The priesthood is about being a sign of that relationship among the people of God as members of one family, brothers and sisters, but all beloved sons and daughters of God. And by our love for one another, by our love for God, by our proclaiming and living the great gift of God's love for us, we enter more fully and more deeply into the mystery and the gift of God's love. And we proclaim that our ultimate destiny is to live fully and perfectly and eternally in that love of God. In that love of God, we will be one with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We will be one with one another. No divisions, no separation, no misunderstanding, no hurts. None of the things that so terribly divide us and harm us today. God's will, God's grace is for all of us to be one with the Lord and one with one another. That is the mystery of faith that we proclaim and we celebrate today. I would submit that that's the gift and the grace of priesthood for which I give thanks today, and also I celebrate with all of you. One of the things I've said to various people about this who talk about milestone and important day, and, you know, 40 years, I can't believe that, and if they're really kind, you don't look nearly that old, as I've said to them, you know, as long as you continue with something, and as long as you don't stop, and as you don't quit, and as long as you don't die, inevitably, the days and the months and the years add up. And sooner or later, then, you get to numbers that people think are important and worthy of remembering and celebrating. And that's fine, and it's good to remember and it's good to celebrate. But what is far more important is not counting up the days, not counting up the events, not counting up the different things that you have done or tried to do. What is much more important is the continuing to be with the Lord, to be with one another, to be in and with God's people. Priesthood is the sacrament of vocation, but it is rooted, like every vocation, in baptism. On that day in which God called us by name as a beloved son and daughter and entered into a covenant with us individually as a member of his family, his people, his body. The great gift is that from the day of our baptism, we have been a part of the communion of the Trinity. And for that, we gather here at the Lord's table. For that, we celebrate Eucharist thanksgiving for the fullness of God's love and God's grace. And we humbly pray that we may continue that journey with the Lord and with one another until the day when we truly are home and in perfect communion with the Lord and with one another, who with all who have gone before us and all who will come after us, and the body of Christ is whole and complete, and God's family is joined together perfectly and wholly in joy and in celebration, in thanksgiving and praise, eternally, forever.